I was thinking about that question. Over the last few years, you've defined dimensions, realms, and worlds, and maybe parallel worlds. You get those four terms. She's asking what I was going to ask. Could you specify the differences?
A parallel world is a world just like this, only a mirrored image, an up and a down. In the Squidbillies version of God's bro, the upside down, they were looking up to the other dimension. That's parallel. Okay? That's a parallel dimension. It's running simultaneously with on the same track as the other dimension. Okay? You got the parallel world? You got that one?
Yeah, so now do, I guess, dimensions, realms, and worlds in the order
now,
you
dimensions,
want to do.
Now, dimensions would be another track that doesn't have to have the same timeline. One can have a Twin Towers, and the other one had the Twin Towers blown up.
Are they part of the same world?
They're a version of the same world, but they have different timelines that can interact and intersect. That's why people get tangled up sometimes, and sometimes some of your Alzheimer's folks get caught in the wrong dimension, and it's so upside down and wrong that they just literally, quote, unquote, separate themselves from their mind. And sometimes that's what you have. That's how they cope or deal with it sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes. So,
but you wouldn't apply the word dimensions. You wouldn't apply the word dimensions to parallel worlds.
That's correct. That's correct. Because they're not. The parallel worlds would not have a segregated dimension. It would be the same. Just parallel.
Yeah. Good.
So when...
No, wait, the next word is realm.
And then the realm would be a petition of a space that you control or reign. Okay? A realm is what you have. It's in your environment. It's what you declare. So if the Black Death was in your environment, then that would be in your realm. And people would die of the Black Death. Maybe you too, except you're eternal.
And so realms can be anything from your property, you got a little house in the suburbs, mm-hmm. all the way to an empire. Both are realms.
All the way to lords, which is basically everywhere.
Okay. In the angel diagram, the ring. It might be 11 that has the empires. Are they realms? Or is there a different meaning for empires?
Empires are not empires. Empires are like dynasties, a dynasty. That's not a realm. That's a dynasty.
Okay.
Like the Ming dynasty isn't a realm.
Okay, good. Then the next... Now, there's another word, Rocky. You know what the next word is? You got parallel worlds, dimensions, realms, and what's the fourth word? Worlds. Mm-hmm. So define worlds, Ion.
Worlds.
If that is
worlds are the thing. Worlds, separate worlds are contained without any other dimension. Meaning, you can have parallel capacities. You can have other dimensions. You can have all that as a parallel set, but it doesn't have to match or be independent or be an outstanding realm. It's a whole other subset of all of it.
I see. Okay, I did my part. Roxy, you can go ahead.
And the reason to use those words like that is so you can be definitive in your partitions of calculating what it is that you control as a god. So you know how to embrace it, attach it, how to attack it. If you got somebody screwing in your dimension, that's one thing. If they're screwing in your world, that's another thing. If they're in your frequency of how you flow from your terra firma case, you can address it from that level. Because they could be.
What would that be called? Is that a realm or parallel world? That one you just flowed.
That could be either. See, that's how you juxtapose what to do or how to handle it. If it's a threat to your realm, that's different than threat in a parallel world. But see, in a parallel world, it's going to be exactly the mirrored image, so you know how to set yourself aside from it. And then apparently, as Roxy would say, all you have to do is say, yes, but, and then push right on to the next thing.
No.
It's working for, but when you want to settle it, though, you have to bring it back down and apply it to the world. And that takes it at every level. If you're talking world side, you're talking at every dimension, every parallel, every realm, every capacity. Which is, that goes back to continuum and how the continuum applies.
Right. Roxy, hold on, Roxy.
Roxy.
So if we go back and listen to the archives, I've kind of noticed this.
Yeah.
You use the phrase parallel world or dimensions of realms and worlds.
Yeah.
Technically, accurately, every time you use those words, right?
Yes, technically, yes.
Yep, so you have to note that. When Ian said that the OA movements help your multidimensionality, that's within this world. That's in the dimensions.
That's correct.
Not parallel worlding.
That's correct, because parallel worlding takes care of itself, and it's just another version of the same thing. Then that's the whole riff riding experience, and that has to do with the realms. Don't forget the outer, middle, and inner kingdom.
Oh yeah. So Leonardo da Vinci or Cocteau or any people that Roxy has noticed, they may not be skilled in going from parallel worlds to dimensions or realms or worlds. That's why they're not completely ascended.
And if they are, they may not be aware of it.
Yeah.
You see? See, the point is whether we see them as complete. But if they don't, then that's their limitation that they have to argue for. As you're pointing it out here, once you tell them, then they can't have the excuse. That we told them.
Michael went through the keys last week.
Mm-hmm.
We could match these four words, parallel worlds, dimensions, realms, and worlds, with different keys?
No, you wouldn't have to. It wouldn't be necessary. They apply to every realm, every dimension,
world and capacity. Parallel world. Right.
They all fit because they have to at some point. Otherwise, there's no conductivity. Or, as the word you said over and over and over, that you would reach the continuum.
I was just going to say that. That's where the word continuum comes in. It envelops all of these.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets into your point. Right. So that's your media ecology, Roxy. So the reason I was interested in media ecology, it was the secular metaphor for the continuum.
Yes, and that's actually the meaning of the symbol. Frank the First had the continuum as his secret symbol, like the eight.
Yeah, did he call it continuum?
On like a double cross.
Right, did he call it continuum?
No, I think he thought it was some type of talisman. I'm not sure, but I can see it's also like the very simplified form of the stairs and the ladders.
Or the Mobius strip. So, Ion, the Mobius strip symbol, if you use the Mobius strip as a symbol, would that encompass all four of what you're talking about here, or just the wire whisk, or just dimensions within worlds? You know what I mean? How comprehensive is the Mobius strip?
Let's do the wire whisk, because that does most everything. But there are other parts that won't quite apply that will need to. You'll have another word for that. But let's just do the dual wire whisk at this point.
Yeah.
The eight, the infinity symbol. It was, he did see it as a talisman, that it was inclusive of everything.
Right, so wire whisk is the first term. Is wire whisk one word, wire whisk, or is it two words, wire whisk?
Two words.
Right. So that's the fifth element.
You could call it an egg beater, too. It's okay with me.
Right. So the wire whisk, you're going to define it, or you just did, maybe. That is not the same as continuum, or it is?
Well, you're back to the toast and the toaster again, Bob. The continuum is the thing that's carrying on. The wire whisk is what you're continuing on.
Right. Now, which one's toaster and which one, you know, which is toaster and which is toast?
We're going to tell you. The wire whisk is the path that you're on. Okay? The continuum would be the entire whisk that's contained in.
Yeah. And what is the toaster in those terms?
The toaster would be the whole wire whisk. The toast would be what's riding on the wire whisk.
And that's, in quotes, a human often.
Do it that way, yeah. It's not a perfect word, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.